This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The whole globalist house of cards on Russiagate is coming down. The Democrats are eating their own. They're resigning en masse. This is a huge, huge time to be alive right now. We have Anthony Cumia, amazing syndicated TV and radio host, coming up that is loaded for bear in the next segment. But first, this entire little exchange on ties between the FBI Clinton operatives and the Trump surveillance. Here it is.
There's been all kinds of stories. PolitiFact reported 96% of the top lawyers' contributions went to Clinton or Obama. But Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, interviewed Secretary Clinton, changed gross negligence and crime to the term extreme carelessness, who ran the Russian investigation, who interviewed Mike Flynn, gets put on Mueller's team, and then he gets kicked off for a text message that's anti-Trump. If he kicked everybody off Mueller's team who was anti-Trump, I don't think there'd be anybody left. So here, there's got to be something more here. It can't just be some text messages that show a pro-Clinton, anti-Trump bias. There's got to be something more. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. But my hunch is it has something to do with the dossier.
Beep, 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 beep.
Director did Peter Strzok.
Beep, 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 beep.
Help produce and present the application to the FISA court to secure a warrant to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign.
Congressman, I'm not prepared to discuss anything about a FISA process in this.
We're not talking about what happened in the court. We're talking about what the FBI took to the court, the application. Did Peter Strzok, was he involved in taking that to the court?
I'm not going to discuss in this setting anything to do with the FISA court applications.
Well, let's remember a couple things, Director. And I know you know this. We've all been made aware of this in the last few weeks. Let's remember a couple things about the dossier. The Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign, which we now know were one and the same, paid the law firm, who paid Fusion GPS, who paid Christopher Steele, who then paid Russians, to put together a report that we call a dossier full of all kinds of fake news, National Enquirer garbage. And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans. And I'm wondering if that actually took place. It sure looks like it did.
This is solid gold.
And the easiest way to clear it up is for you guys to tell us what was in that application.
You're all screwed. Took it there.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction
You're
with FISA court.
I
think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Ray.
They're all going to jail.
I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence
this
at the FBI.
Long remembered.
Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews. Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI. Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI. I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened.
Of course he did.
If you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they can spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. You can clear it all up. You can clear it all up for all of us here, all the Congress wants to know, and frankly, all of America wants to know. You can clear it all up by releasing. We sent you a letter 2 days ago. Just release the application. Tell us what was in it. Tell us if I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I think that's exactly what happened. And if it did, it is as wrong as it can be. And people who did that need to be held accountable.
Congressman, we will not hesitate to hold people accountable after there has been an appropriate investigation, independent and objective, by the Inspector General into the handling of the prior matter. And based on that, I will look at all available remedies.
That's the video that puts the final nails in the coffin. The Democrats are all turning against themselves right now. They're burning down in front of everybody. It's all a giant fraud. They're the ones in bed with the Russians. Mueller, all of them, Comey, the Clintons, they are a joke. And they went too far. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Yes, welcome. Hi, everybody. Anthony Cumia here, and for InfoWars.com. Alex, I love sitting here. Before my little portion of the program starts, I'm listening to Alex. Just the pleasure and happiness that I share with Alex because of what's happening, what we're seeing happening to the left. Their one-plus year temper tantrum continues. And I don't know anybody who with an ounce of common sense in this country that isn't enjoying the temper tantrum and then watching the fallout from it. How a lot of people, again, people with common sense, were labeled horrible things over the past over a year. Well over a year. And then 8 years during the Obama administration, we've been labeled every kind of ist and ism. That they could pull out. And when it became ineffective or ineffective, when people would call you these things and we all finally turned around and said, who cares? I don't care what you call me anymore. I believe in this. This is my position. I support this. They started going, uh-oh, they're not getting upset with us anymore. Like a child trying to get attention from a parent.
And Anthony, I don't mean to interrupt you while you're riffing here, because I'm just here eating my lunch watching you, but I'm going to get out here right now, but I'm going to say this. Exactly. And you know they've reached peak tantrum when Obama came out and said Trump is Hitler and is going to commit a genocide. I mean, he actually said this in front of a whole crowd of people. Trump is Hitler and we're all going to be murdered by him. You know now they've really reached peak temper tantrum when now a former president has called the new president Hitler and he's going to kill all of us. Go ahead.
Could you imagine? That is the peak of insanity. And I compare it to childlike behavior. If you look at people that have children or your own children, there is a point where they want your attention, they want something, and when you deny it to them, they will have what is called a temper tantrum. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We are seeing people acting like absolute children trying to get daddy's attention or mommy's attention. And it is one of the saddest things to watch. And we see this has been going on for since the campaign.
And by the
started.
Way, my children never did this, but I've read the psychology books. It's writing on the walls with crap. I mean, Obama yesterday crapped in his hand and began writing on the walls Hitler, and then went in front of mommy and daddy and pissed all over himself. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but that's what he. And then, in fact, that didn't get their attention, so Obama shoved it in his mouth.
It's astounding to watch this happen, and I don't want to be so happy watching it, but I can't help it because, as I said, we people like Alex and myself have been relegated to these isms and ologies and whatever else they could pull out to try to make us appear uncaring and insane and intolerant. And to see it turn around, when I saw the likes of Al Franken deliver what was that even supposed to be? An apology? There was no remorse whatsoever, which I'm fine with. I don't like the idea that people can...
No, I mean, I agree, but it's his party that made him be stampeded into this. What about Behar celebrating that Flynn met with the Russians during the campaign? Was it true? And then her half-hearted apology. I mean, they're just jokes. I'm sorry. I'm turning it over to you, my friend. I'm watching, but you're absolutely on target, and we really should celebrate.
I that's why I am, and that's why I feel so happy about what we're seeing with the likes of Al Franken. I mean, when we watched him during a lot of these congressional hearings, just with complete BS coming out of his face, trying to just stoke some kind of an issue with people that had done nothing but their jobs.
And by the way, not just call the president Hitler while the economy comes back and everything, but say he's going to genocide us.
Genocide, Alex. Hitler, genocide. Well, they have to do this because if they commented on what Trump is actually doing with an amazing tax bill, the unemployment rate going down, GDP going up, jobs coming back to this country, things we haven't seen in years or ever happening to this country, the faith that Americans have. I hear that just more Christmas lights are up already this year.
Small businesses, everything. Well, I'm going to get out of here and just keep watching, but I got to say this, too. I've got all these news articles where universities strive for Christmas-free campuses, CNN, and then they're actually saying, no, it's banned. So they're literally becoming the Grinch here.
Banning. Are they going to ban Kwanzaa celebrations, too, or any Islamic celebrations? It's this double standard again that if you're straight, if you're white, if you're Christian, you are now the new, like they say, Hitler. You are literally Hitler.
If you're traditionalist, and here's the deal. Most of the so-called minorities I know who are the new, but they don't care. They're not even buying it. It's mainly weird, neurotic white people that are trying to force all this insanity.
That's what we're seeing, and I don't know where it comes from. We said years ago when they started dishing out these trophies, these participation trophies, we said it's going to breed a new type of person that cannot accept no for an answer, can't accept losing some type of competition, and we will see these little temper tantrums going on, and any inkling they have of power will be abused to the umpteenth level, where you see on these college campuses them saying they don't want Christmas, they don't want things like it's okay to be white, which, you know, well, you can interpret that however you want.
They want total control of every level of civilization. They're a cult. They want language control. I mean, I can't stand ultra super right-wing churches that pull that crap. You know, I love Jesus. I'm a Christian, but I walk out of a store and some guy's screaming and yelling, "You're going to hell. You're with that woman as your wife." I mean, they're annoying too. The difference is they're not running all the schools. They're not running my life. This is a real cult.
Yeah, and we've seen it, the indoctrinations going on college campuses, the idea that free speech is something that they can pick and choose if they just have to label something hate speech, which the criteria for that is whatever they want to come up with on the left is hate speech, and they say that that isn't protected and they have no right to speak on these campuses, and they honestly believe it. I've never seen such an uneducated group of people as far as our constitutional amendments go speak about these things with complete ignorance.
Yeah, Cumming, let me ask you this.
Complete confidence.
You're about to go to break and take over. Folks, compoundmedia.com. Everybody should go visit, be a part of it. It's awesome. Let me ask you this question just in 1 minute. Where does it go now, though, past insane temper tantrum? I mean, if Obama has gone to writing in his own feces on the wall saying Hitler, you know, that Trump's Hitler and wants to kill everybody, then, I mean, what's the next level after that?
I don't don't know how much further they can go before the sane, rational people in this country really start making some noise about this. I think as the country goes forward, we see Trump doing such an amazing job bringing some of this tradition that made this country great back again. We're going to see more people come on board and really start pointing these people out for the mental patients that they are.
Well, I'm proud of the West. The West isn't even the West till 500 years ago when it started adopting everything from other cultures that worked. English is a mongrel language of everything. We just take whatever works. Black, white, you can be part of the West. It doesn't matter. And it's all about success. When we say traditionalism, we meant the most cutting-edge system that produced the most choices, the most wealth, the most freedom, the most everything. And, yeah, we'll take that over North Korea and Venezuela. You're damn right. We want it back. Anthony Cumia taking over. InfoWars fans get 20% off new Compound Media subscriptions. Code InfoWars20 at CompoundMedia.com. All right, Anthony Cumia. I'm going to stop, but I'm just wound up today, and I always love listening to Anthony. So, please, if you're watching us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, spread the live links or on local stations you're listening to. Tell folks to tune to that station right now. That's how we reach new people. We're in an InfoWar. And I know what folks should go to sleep thinking we totally won. We're just turning the tide. But now the big battle is here. InfoWars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody. A DNA Force, 33% off, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. After last week's incredible sales, we're bringing you a big sale on a fan favorite, DNA Force. This is an advanced formula designed to help energize mitochondrial function and sustain health cycle cell cycles. You can get your bottle for 33% off while supplies last with DNA Force from InfoWars Life. Our multivitamin formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, is also going on sale for 50% off. This best-selling proprietary formula can help you get all the essential vitamins and minerals you need. Get it now before we run out with Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. We're dropping our entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products 50% off to help you experience a fluoride-free lifestyle. Keep your teeth clean and feel the power of good halogen iodine for less, of course, with Super Blue fluoride-free products 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, oh my God, people, it's out of control. Out of control. Today, a very notable day, December 7th. Back in 1941, the Japanese decided it was time to bring the United States of America into World War II, and had a sneaky little attack on a little Hawaiian enclave. Called Pearl Harbor. That was 76 years ago. My goodness, how things have changed in 76 years. What we remember, I think most what we remember when we bring up these anniversaries, especially ones that are, closing in on a century mark, won't be long, actually, are the amazing people. The amazing generation that answered the call. These are people that were standing on lines to sign up to get into some part of the American military machine to do their part and fight for freedom and against tyranny in this world. And they are often brought up in conversation. People that had relatives and friends from the greatest generation that fought in that unbelievable conflict so long ago. They are often brought up in conversation. What would my grandfather say? What would my grandfather fought for this or that, and he would think this or that. I have to assume that everyone that was on, let's just say the USS Arizona, perhaps, on that fateful day 76 years ago, was not fighting for transgender bathrooms. I don't think they were fighting. So men dressed as women could go into the ladies' room. I honestly don't think that. I don't think they were fighting so that some childlike behavior on a college campus was preventing free speech. literal and figurative book burnings going on campuses. I don't think they'd have appreciated that, honestly. I don't think they would have appreciated a lot of these accusations going on. I'm not talking sexual assault. I'm not talking that. I'm talking about maybe hanging a pinup where you work. I'm talking about complimenting a girl. These type of things, these traditional practices of American men from the greatest generation, as they were called. You know, we talk about them as heroes. You look at a lot of that military equipment, especially bomber aircraft. Look at the nose of those planes. Most of them were adorned with scantily clad women painted on the nose with highly suggestive titles for the names of their airplanes. In today's society, these men, these heroes, flying missions where many did not come back, would be called horrible people. Yellow Rose of Texas. There she is with her little bippy top, her little shorts. That those men climbed into these machines with a great possibility that they were not coming back, and painted these things. These were parts of American tradition that would be looked at now as abominations and as sexist and everything. Heavenly Body, there she is. You think George Willett, Mr. What do they call him, Crafty? You think he would be tolerant to somebody spray painting over that, maybe? Maybe he's just ready to take off and go on a bombing mission over Dresden or something, and some liberal walks up and goes, no, and spray paints over his nose art. That's wrong, man. So anytime you bring up any of these amazing men who fought the F-bomb, that's clever. Bring up any of these amazing men that fought in this amazing conflict that we were brought into 76 years ago today. Let's not forget. Wow, that guy's good, huh? That's an amazing little painting. Nice stems. Nice stems on that dame. Anytime you bring that up, just remember, don't try to imagine what they would or wouldn't be fighting for today, because I would have to assume, and again, I don't know, but based on what I know and the knowledge I have of that generation and what they were fighting for at the time, I think American traditionalism, and greatness, a commonality of patriotism, nationalism, and freedom. I think that's probably what got those guys to squeeze their asses into that narrow plane, knowing there was a great chance they would not be coming back. Again, not so some guy named Bob can put a wig on and pee sitting down in a public bathroom. I don't know any of those men from interviews I've seen and documentaries that ran out of that amphibious vehicle or that landing craft onto a beach in France saying, yes, also Bob can put on a wig and urinate next to women in a bathroom. It was the amazingness of America and American ideals that those men were fighting for, and freedom, sacrifice. Infowars.com will be right.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Greetings. Greetings. Welcome back, everybody. Anthony Cumia in, at InfoWars.com. We're just talking about the amazing, greatest generation ever, World War II. On this anniversary, 76th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. And look, we're all getting along now. Japan, one of our greatest allies down there in the South Pacific, as it were. An amazing time in history. The sacrifice and commitment by the American people to fight tyranny that was, you know, an ocean away on either side of us. But, you know, we knew what a good cause was. We knew right from wrong and good from bad. And it was a lot clearer back then than it is now. A travesty of justice happened last week in San Francisco. The Garcia Zarate case, of course, Kate Steinle murdered. I don't care what the verdict was, that she was murdered in San Francisco. And he got off pretty much with a slap on the wrist at that trial. Hopefully a federal trial will turn out a little differently. This is a guy that was deported 5 times. He was in the city of San Francisco, a sanctuary city, where they feel that the laws of the land don't apply to them, that somebody breaking the law can just go about their business and continue breaking that law with impunity. And the end of that whole thing ended up with a beautiful woman, a contributing member of society, being murdered by this guy. As if that wasn't bad enough, he's put on trial through this justice system that is supposed to work in this country, and they do not find him guilty of murder or manslaughter. Amazing. He picked up a gun, a gun that was stolen. He picked up a stolen gun. His actions were responsible for that gun going off and shooting that woman, Kate. And he goes to trial in San Francisco, and they do not find him guilty of murder or manslaughter. And this brings up another huge problem we are having with 2017 United States of America. We've heard this for years. A jury of our peers. When you are committing, when you've committed a crime, you're charged with a crime, you are entitled to a trial in front of a jury of your peers. Now, first of all, this guy is an illegal alien. Who are his peers? Should we just go down and pluck some people out of Mexico and have them sit in judgment of this man? No, a jury of our peers are supposed to be. This was what it was supposed to be and what it was for many years and what it turned into something completely different. A jury of our peers are people. It doesn't mean white or black or of certain ethnic backgrounds or places. What it is there's a commonality there. Your peership with these people are the fact that we are Americans. We have a common thread of country, culture, language, tradition, values. We know what is innately good and bad, right and wrong. We have a want to make things better. And we want the laws of this land enforced fairly, and we want justice administered. That's what the peership is supposed to be in those 12 people sitting in judgment of the person on trial. This doesn't exist anymore. When you fill up a jury box, when lawyers pick a jury, they are looking for people that have no concept of everything I just mentioned. Any type of united front where you're a peer of the person on trial because of your common ethics and morality and value system based on being an American. So how could these people possibly come up with a verdict that is fair and based on those things if they don't even believe in them? If they're plucked from this city of San Francisco, which believes in something like sanctuary for criminals, they actually have a belief system that if you're breaking the law, we will not do anything about it because you vote Democratic. You'll raise kids that'll vote Democratic. I even find it difficult to try to figure out why. What's the motivation for this thing? But it is true. There is no common thread through the juries in the American judicial system anymore that leads them to a conclusion based on the facts that they heard that is fair and just. It doesn't exist anymore. And that is a scary, scary prospect for anyone that is up on any type of charges. Not only if you're innocent, if you are somebody that they deem a social pariah in San Francisco, which at this point is anyone who is perhaps white, straight, successful. If you're any one of those, you already have a jury that probably is pitted against you. So if you're innocent and have to go before a jury that isn't a jury of your peers, there's a problem there. And just like that, if you're up on charges and you're guilty, you're a criminal just for being in this country. And you have a jury that is so sympathetic because they don't believe in the value system that we have in this country. That's a scary prospect, too. I don't see where it ends. Hopefully with this momentum that we're getting that started with the election of Donald Trump. It's funny to say, and I know some people say that and people goof on him. Wow, he's an idiot. He's this, that, and the other thing. Regardless of what you think Donald Trump is, he has turned this country on its head, peeling away the layers of bull that we have been living in, exposing so much of the hypocrisy and outright criminality going on in the government and the mainstream media. And hopefully that momentum will catch on and we will start seeing a change in certain areas like these sanctuary cities. Where is somebody supposed to get a fair trial when the jury box is loaded with people that don't share that ideology and that faith in the system? There is literally a hatred of the very system that they're sitting in judgment on. And I can only imagine having to turn around and look at a jury when you know they just have such disdain for the system in place that they are participating in. Scary prospect, my friends. We'll be back in a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com. See you in seconds.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, get gift cards for Christmas at 10% off for InfoWars.com or InfoWars Store. Yeah, every year we all have trouble figuring out what the perfect gift is for our loved ones for Christmas. While thousands of people storm those malls, stampede into department stores, we have the perfect choice for you. We've decided to put InfoWars Store digital gift cards on sale for 10% off with coupon code BONUS so that you can get your friends and family the gift of choice with hundreds of incredible products. I personally buy my kids' gift cards so that they have the freedom to pick their own perfect gifts, all my kids. When you're not sure what to give someone, give them the greatest choice, the gift of knowledge and truth in a world of lies. That's what you got to tell your kids. They're lying to you. Here's the gift of truth. So take advantage now. Grab your gift cards at InfoWars Store at 10% off for your friends, family, loved ones, or even yourself with coupon code BONUS. Yes, people. Welcome, Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com. We are in a most insane, crazy, backwards, bizarro world that in some of these stories that I read on a daily basis, I'm stunned. Even today, I get stunned still. I'm used to it. I've seen lots of these stories, but this is pure insanity. Apparently, in the great city of brotherly love, which is just one of the greatest ironies I've ever heard in my life, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Some call it Killadelphia. A politician here, City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, she is looking to remove bulletproof glass that you see in a lot of these convenience stores and liquor stores in urban areas. You'll see a lot of these people work with everything behind bulletproof glass. Now, I'm silly. I would assume, and maybe I'm wrong, that you don't just all of a sudden put bulletproof glass up in your business. I go to a lot of stores, places of business, where I've never seen bulletproof glass. I should ask the person, why haven't you installed bulletproof glass here? I'm assuming, again, maybe I'd get the answer, we've never, ever, ever had somebody try to shoot us. Which would be reasonable. Why go through the cost of putting up the bulletproof glass? But in Killadelphia, where armed robberies and assaults and murders are rampant, some of these business owners have decided, look, I'm going to put a barrier between myself and people who wish to kill me. And they could give their money and I could give the merchandise through a little portal through this thing. But I'll be safe from the unbelievable violence that is happening in this city. Well, Cindy Bass says right now the plexiglass has to come down. She says she wants to put some controls on these small stores that, from her point of view, sell booze, very little food, and are a source of trouble for the district. There she is. We want to make sure that there isn't this sort of indignity, in my opinion, to serving food through a plexiglass only in certain neighborhoods. The crazy, bizarro, backwards world of Cindy Bass dictates that it is degrading and in somehow an indignity to want to protect your life and the lives of your workers and family that might be working at your store. So instead of having the choice to defend yourself in the way that you deem fit, and in this case would be bulletproof glass, she's saying no. Through nothing more than political correctness, she wants this removed. There was a man, Rich Kim. He resents the story, this policy she wants to enact, saying that the most important thing is safety. And he says if the glass comes down, the crime rate will rise and there will be a lot of dead bodies. Now, honestly, a lot of these stores are owned by Korean store owners, and they have been the focus of a lot of abuse at the hands of the very community in which they are brave enough to bring business into. It's either Rich Kim or you don't get your lottery tickets. That's pretty much the bottom line in a lot of these inner city bodegas and stores like this, these small stores. Kim's family's run a deli which sells soda, snacks, meals, beer for 20 years. He said the glass went up after a shooting and claims it saved his mother-in-law from a knife attack. Now he may be forced to take the barriers down. Can anyone come up with a logical reason why you shouldn't have these things based on nothing more than political correctness and politics? This woman is trying to ingratiate herself with her constituency, which I guess are made up of a lot of people that don't like the bulletproof glass. I guess it cuts in on business. If you're trying to rob a place and you walk in and there's bulletproof glass, it's just someone interfering with your livelihood. This is interfering with people's jobs. I'm a professional robber, and I don't like this. Again, liberals and Democrats trying to keep you from defending yourself in the best way possible, which brings me to this story, which I love. They want a concealed carry reciprocity to reciprocate. Each state will reciprocate. If you have a permit to carry a concealed weapon in the state of Pennsylvania, you should be able to drive over the border to New Jersey and still have the ability to protect yourself with your concealed handgun. This has been something that has gone to states' rights for many years. If you look at the Second Amendment, the shall not be infringed is fairly clear. Shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. So they're looking to pass this. The House passed it already. It goes to the Senate, and I really hope this passes. This is key to American people being able to defend themselves no matter where they are. If you go through all of the background checks and what have you that it takes to get a concealed carry in a state, why shouldn't you be able to go to another state? It's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment of the United States of America that allows you to bear arms. A state's right should not be able to take away your rights that are God-given as a human being and in this country. There it is, the Second Amendment. Oh, they always get on that militia part. But it says a well-regulated militia. Yes, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. Because an armed populace are the only people that could form a well-regulated militia. It doesn't say you need the militia to be armed. Obviously, you need to be armed to form the militia. That's what the actual amendment dictates. And the Supreme Court has agreed with that, mind you. But this is fantastic. The ability for you as an American to protect yourself and your loved ones in the best possible way you want to. Now, if you believe that that is a baseball bat next to your bed, so be it. No one's forcing you to arm yourself with a handgun. But if you want to be on even footing with somebody that perhaps enters your house that's armed, your car that is armed, I don't know about you, but I'd want to be on as equal a footing with that person as possible. If you're a slight woman, perhaps, and a burly man comes in that obviously could subdue you with his physical strength, don't you want something, the ability, the choice for yourself to make based on your constitutional rights to protect yourself? Why should a state, some politician, decide for you how best you should defend yourself and your loved ones? Absolutely unconstitutional. So when I see a bill like this, this is real meat and potatoes politics here. And I really love that this administration is pushing forward and giving Americans back the rights that they are given by being born in this amazing country of ours. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Support good oral health with our one of a